Test 3.
Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза, с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-6 и утверждениями, данными в списке A-G. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
I make model aeroplanes. I've been doing it for about 5 years now, and I think I'm beginning to understand it. You have to make a lot of very bad models before you make a good one. You learn from your mistakes, though, and practice makes perfect, as they say. It's important not to give up, but just keep on trying until you get it right.
Speaker 2.
There's nothing like the feeling you get when you've got a fish on the end of your line. I first went fishing with my uncle Derek when I was very young. I loved it from the start. It's good to learn a new skill from someone who knows you so well, because you don't mind making mistakes. He taught me the basics, but I was soon going out to the river on my own or with my friends.
Speaker 3.
Karate. That's my hobby. It looks like it could be dangerous, but it's not really. The biggest risk is hurting yourself because you're not fit enough to do it. It's not a good idea to do karate if you aren't already in good shape. Get some exercise and then try karate. That's what I tell people. Once you're ready to try it, though, it can be a really enjoyable hobby.
Speaker 4.
My hobby is walking in the countryside. There are lots of walks to go on in this area, and you always find someone to chat to. People are usually very friendly when they are out walking, and we talk about the weather or the beautiful views. It's interesting to hear about all the places they've been walking in.
Speaker 5.
Stamp collecting is great. It's a bit like travelling the world. I've got stamps from over 100 different countries, and some of them are actually quite valuable. The best thing is when you buy a stamp that you know is worth a lot more money than they're asking for it. Sometimes I sell stamps for a bit more than I paid for them. That way, I have a little extra money to spend on more stamps.
Speaker 6.
I started painting about 6 months ago. I've only painted a couple of pictures so far, but that doesn't matter. There's no rush. I do about 2 hours a day in the evening after work. It's a great way to relax. I come home tired from work, and after painting for a couple of hours, I feel totally refreshed again. It's very creative too.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Speaker 1.
I make model aeroplanes. I've been doing it for about 5 years now, and I think I'm beginning to understand it. You have to make a lot of very bad models before you make a good one. You learn from your mistakes, though, and practice makes perfect, as they say. It's important not to give up, but just keep on trying until you get it right.
Speaker 2.
There's nothing like the feeling you get when you've got a fish on the end of your line. I first went fishing with my Uncle Derek when I was very young. I loved it from the start. It's good to learn a new skill from someone who knows you so well, because you don't mind making mistakes. He taught me the basics, but I was soon going out to the river on my own or with my friends.
Speaker 3.
Karate. That's my hobby. It looks like it could be dangerous, but it's not really. The biggest risk is hurting yourself because you're not fit enough to do it. It's not a good idea to do karate if you aren't already in good shape. Get some exercise and then try karate. That's what I tell people. Once you're ready to try it, though, it can be a really enjoyable hobby.
Speaker 4.
My hobby is walking in the countryside. There are lots of walks to go on in this area, and you always find someone to chat to. People are usually very friendly when they are out walking, and we talk about the weather or the beautiful views. It's interesting to hear about all the places they've been walking in.
Speaker 5.
Stamp collecting is great. It's a bit like travelling the world. I've got stamps from over 100 different countries, and some of them are actually quite valuable. The best thing is when you buy a stamp that you know is worth a lot more money than they're asking for it. Sometimes I sell stamps for a bit more than I paid for them. That way, I have a little extra money to spend on more stamps.
Speaker 6.
I started painting about 6 months ago. I've only painted a couple of pictures so far, but that doesn't matter. There's no rush. I do about 2 hours a day in the evening after work. It's a great way to relax. I come home tired from work, and after painting for a couple of hours, I feel totally refreshed again. It's very creative too.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.